रामाय राम भद्राय रामचंद्राय वेदसे रघुनाथाय नाथाय सीताय अहपतये नमः। किष्किंधाकांड चैप्टर नंबर 32। मारुति काउंसल्स द किंग। द रेसिटेशन बिगिंस नाउ। Sugriva's muddled brains caught the idea from Angada and the ministers that Lakshmana was there and burning with rage. Fear unspeakable gripped his heart. He sprang from his seat and strode about like a caged tiger, revolving long and furiously upon how to pacify Ramanuja. He then turned to his ministers, grown gray in council, and said, I haven't the faintest recollection of having spoken a word about them out of place, much less have I misbehaved towards them. Then how come Lakshmana is angry with me? The very idea of it fills me with grief and anxiety. Is it possible that my foes have taken advantage of my absence to work evil unto me and have incited Lakshmana to anger by foul misinterpretations? I call upon you, one and all, to cudgel your brains on this point and tell me quickly what has roused Lakshmana against me. I see no reason, latent or patent, why I should fear the brothers, for I have done them no harm. But it pains my heart sore that Rama, the friend of my choice, should be angry with me and for no evident reason. Friends are rare in this world, and to secure them is no easy task. Harder it is to preserve that friendship so secured. Frail and fickle is the heart of man. The friendship of life wrecks itself on an unsuspected and insignificant rock. My utter impotence to do unto Rama as he has done unto me grieves my soul day and night. He spake thus from a heavy heart. Marathi wondered deeply over it and stood up in his place with joined palms of reverence. Lord, it is no wonder that your majesty keeps green the memory of benefits received from your friends, for it is born with you. Vali, the peer of Mahendra in valor and might, was laid low by a single arrow from the bow of Lord Rama, the ideal hero, and that in sport and at your request. Look upon it from any viewpoint. It is plain that not hate, but pure friendship has made him angry with you. The reins have passed away and handed over their scepter unto their heir. The Saptaparna trees are crowned with flowers. The clouds have taken themselves away from the skies and reveal in all their brilliance the stars and the planets. The quarters, the rivers and the lakes are clear. But your majesty did not remind yourself of the time when you should take up arms against your foe. I guess that Lakshmana has come but to complain to you of your neglect. His noble brother has been deprived of the kingdom that was his by right. The wife of his heart has been torn away from him. And it is no wonder that grief boundless has taken possession of him. Lakshmana but reflects more intensely his brother's emotions. Doubtless the message of Rama, sharp as it is, would gain a good deal by its transmission through his twin self. I entreat you that you take it all patiently as just and due. It is laid to your account that you have failed in your duty towards Rama, and search as I may, I see no adequate remedy except to raise your hands in appeal for forgiveness to his justly incensed brother. I know that you will not find fault with me and exclaim, how dare you counsel me thus to my dishonor and disgrace? Ministers owe it to their Lord and Master to seek and speak but to his good at all times and in all places. That is what impels me to address you thus fearlessly. Should Raghava take it into his heart to bend his dreadful bow, the whole creation is at his mercy. It is supremely unwise to rouse his all-consuming wrath, for it is almost hopeless to calm him again. And it is all the more necessary to do so, since you are by nature grateful to those who render you a benefit. So I submit that you and your kith and kin lay yourselves at his feet and seek forgiveness and safety by fulfilling your promise to him, even as a loving wife has no other object dear to her heart than to serve her beloved now and forever. You know full well and better than others that the natural might of Raghuvira is boundless. The Lord of the Celestials comes somewhat near to him, and Lakshmana is ever at his side. Then there is no greater folly, nay crime, than to forget your duty towards him, even in your dreams.
Mangalam Kushlin Raya Mahaniya Gunabdi Chakravarti Dhanurjaya Sarva Bhomaya Mangalam.